Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One state after another is reporting rapidly increasing shortages in hospital beds for critical coronavirus patients. The original lockdown that started back in mid-March was supposed to buy our healthcare system enough time to be ready to handle a surge of COVID cases. Well, ready or not, here they come. Larry Leavitt is Executive Vice President for Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. He served as a Senior Health Policy Advisor to the White House and Department of Health and Human Services. That was in President Clinton's administration. Larry, thanks for joining us. So that's the question. Are the hospital systems, especially in the big cities, are they ready for what might be, or looks like it will be, a surge of critical cases?
Yeah, that is the big question. I mean, it feels like forever ago that we, went into lockdown, and the idea was to flatten the curve, to reduce the number of cases, spread them out, and get our healthcare system ready. And not only our hospitals, but also our public health infrastructure, testing and contact tracing. And, the lockdown, the stay-at-home order was not all for naught. We certainly bought ourselves time. We're better at treating people in hospitals. We've got more masks and other protective equipment for frontline healthcare workers. We've got more surge capacity built up in hospitals. But we've also got problems. I mean, we're not just talking about one hotspot like we had in New York City at the time. I mean, we're talking about 35 states that are now COVID hotspots. So it's not like we can share resources across areas, because everyone is going to be facing this problem.
Yeah, we've got all these different epidemics going on now. And it seems like, because here's the discussion that I'm seeing going around, is that we all prepared for the New York scenario to hit us while it was hitting New York. But that's obviously not what is happening. So everybody had their convention centers ready to go, and we had the hospital ship down here, and now all of that is gone. So I guess if things were to get really bad, can all that come back?
It can. I mean, the plans are in place. We know how to do it now. And even in New York City, I mean, they didn't need all of that surge capacity. But that's because New York locked down so tightly when they were facing these rapidly increasing number of cases. And I think there's a real question as to whether, we in California or anywhere else are willing to do that kind of lockdown again. I think we may be looking for an even worse epidemic in places like Southern California, Arizona, Texas, Florida than we saw in New York.
Well, I kind of wonder if most people totally understand this whole flattening the curve stuff, because I do think a lot of people thought, when they first heard that terminology, that we're flattening the curve on the understanding or the belief or the hope that at some point the virus is going to go away and everybody is going to be able to walk out in the sunshine and the birds will be chirping and singing and we'll all go frolicking into a park and have our picnics. But that's not really what it was for, and I wonder if they get that it's still not what it's for.
Yeah, I'm not sure people do get it. Everyone should have paid a little more attention in math class when they were kids. but we didn't. I mean, there was never an expectation that the virus was just going to go away. I mean, the president certainly talked about that, but no expert thought that was really going to happen. The idea, as you said in the beginning, was to buy time, you know, this hit us like a brick initially, especially in New York, and could have in California early on. And we just were not prepared at all. I mean, didn't have the hospital beds, didn't have the masks, didn't have the tests. So the idea was just to buy us time, not to make it go away. I mean, the only thing that's going to make this virus go away is a vaccine, and that's a ways off still.
How much of the initial hit with the brick had to do with public health funding declining over the years and the state of some of these health departments? Because I saw one quote out there, and it was like, look, we don't go to the fire department and say, hey, there weren't any fires last year, so we're going to cut your budget by like 30%, because there's eventually going to be a fire.
Certainly a lot had to do with that. I mean, because we talked about the hospital beds, but the public health infrastructure is just as important. I mean, the other point of staying at home and buying time was to get enough tests so we could find people who were infected, isolate them, and then trace their contacts to know who they may have also infected and have those people quarantine. We did not have that public health infrastructure in place because we spent years underfunding it. I mean, it's boring, right? I mean, who wants to fund public health infrastructure for something that might happen or might not happen, or you don't know when it's going to happen? And we've certainly done better. I mean, we have much more testing capacity in place. California and other states have hired these contact tracers to call people who get infected. But we're already hearing stories about long lines for testing and labs being overwhelmed. So we clearly didn't do what we needed to do.
Larry Lovitz, Executive Vice President, Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation.